From Daytona to Homestead, the 2008 NASCAR Sprint Cup is only on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio. North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland continues on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Walter up the outside. He's going to bypass Jeff Gordon for the number three spot. Montoya tries to slide up and block the charge. He can't get it done. Here comes Mikey for second. Maybe the lead on the back shoot.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing. That action was from Talladega last Sunday. Actually, that race Saturday. I don't know if you guys watched the nationwide race, but, man, I tell you what, that was an awesome show.
A good one.
Yeah, it was. Want to remind you, coming up this Saturday, NASCAR Sprint Cup action is back on North Sound 1380, your home for racing here in the Pacific Northwest with the Dodge Challenger 500, 3:30 p.m. live from Darlington Raceway in Darlington, North Carolina. So make sure and tune in that. Let's go to the phones. Our first guest of the evening, always like doing this, put on... If you were listening on our opening segment, was involved in one of the greatest races I've ever seen in my life. That's 11 times I've said it this week.
That's right.
But Travis Roots joins us. How are you, Travis?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, I'm still jacked about that show you guys put on Saturday. One thing I do want to mention, I thought you were very complimentary towards Barry Martinez in your post-race interview with Caleb Hart. But, man, oh, man, did you guys just crack one off on Saturday night. Tell us about it.
Thank you. You know, it was just as fun for you guys to watch as it was for me out there. I mean, the track was actually the best that it's been in a very long time. The cushion was great up top, and it was just as fast on the bottom and through the middle. So racing with Jason Sullivan, Barry Martinez, and guys like that, and when you do go and win, it kind of makes you feel like you got something going on good.
Did you, I kind of get the impression that you really like the improvements that Skagit Speedway made over the off season, but what was the word in the pits about the difference in the racetrack, the width and new improvements that were made?
Well, the width in the bottom has made it a lot faster. You can do a lot better slide jobs going in the bottom, and it just makes a lot more room to go out there and race. And the track was real smooth. There was a couple holes up in Juba. I mean, that's early season. The track was phenomenal. Steve put a great job together, and the bottom was nice and dry early on. You could go racing three wide right off the first heat race. So no complaints in the pits by anybody that I know of.
Travis, you really got to be excited going into this season. I think that was your first race for Routine Racing, and to come out and start like that, you got to be very excited.
Yeah, we actually raced Tulare at the end of the year. We ran three shows down there at the 2 nights at Mini Gold Cup. We went and ran Watsonville. We had a real good speed, qualified quick time down there in Watsonville. Ran real good, and that was kind of the momentum we needed to go into the season to come back home and run a Skagit.
So with Taylor having the success he had in the 360 and obviously you in the 410, I mean, you guys pretty much took over the show this last week. I'm sure Routine Racing was real happy Saturday night.
Yeah, Shane and Tony, the two guys that run the deal, they're absolutely jacked. I'd like to thank Kevin for putting me in the ride, and everything's just working out real good. Everybody at Fire Down, we're all just a great group of friends, and I think that's what's making a lot of the speed is we all get along so well. And Shane and Tony just give me perfect cars every night. I mean, there's no more I could ask with the equipment that they give me every night.
You mentioned Shane's name, and I was just going to switch over and let Carla ask the next questions. But I got to say, I saw when Taylor got the checkered flag and went down into turn one after the 360 main event, I saw Shane run almost all the way out on the track and pump his fist in the air. And anybody that's been close to Routine Racing knows that that's neat to see.
Yeah, it is. And I remember talking to him, the laps were winding down there, and he said he felt like he was leaving the Nationals. He was so pumped. He couldn't even stand still. I was so happy for him and happy for Taylor. Taylor, he's just grown into such a phenomenal race car driver, and it really showed on Saturday night. He really showed how much he's learned. He's just he's so good right now, and I'm so happy for him to be out and happy for his dad, Steve, that they finally got that win.
Yep, sure enough. So tell us, Travis, what is your schedule as far as this year? Do you have a set plan?
Yeah, well, we're going to do kind of what we did last year, run the new ESDS with George.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to Knoxville this year. Pretty much what we did last year, run some shows, you know, Dirt Cup and stuff like that, and get back to Knoxville and race there and home, and just kind of float around and do what, try to win races everywhere we go.
So are you going to plan on running the full season up at Skagit?
No, it won't be a full season. No,
yeah.
We're going to be traveling around, you know, the West Coast, and we'll go to Knoxville, try to do a couple races in California, and Just kind of go around, Shane and Tony, especially Shane. He's kind of been everywhere and done everything, so I kind of just like to go where he's been, and whatever advice those two give me, I'm definitely listening because they definitely know what's going on.
Travis, you mentioned that they told you that they're going to give you the perfect car. What do you do to make yourself as best you can when you get ready to get at the track?
I've just kind of learned you got to slow down. I mean, you can lead 24 and a half laps, but if you don't lead that, you know, last half lap, then you kind of just wasted the whole night. So just learn to slow down, and they're teaching me a lot as a driver on and especially off the track, which is building my eyes and building a lot more performance and stability at the end of the race.
Travis, I went down into the pits about, gosh, maybe a half hour after the race was over with, and you had gotten your Taylor and those guys got your interviews done, and Barry was parked right by, you know, where you go into the pits from the front stretch there, and he was still jacked up a half hour after that was done. How long did it take for you to calm down?
I still have a problem. You're still on it? I'm going to carry that momentum into Elma this weekend, so everybody's still jacked about it, that's for sure.
And now, have you seen a video of it?
No, I have not, and
You got to.
If anybody has one, they got to drop it off in the pits for me. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you have to, man. We were sitting in turn four all the way up at the top, and with about, oh, gosh, maybe three laps to go, and something had snapped on the back of Barry's car on the right rear. He was just all over the place. Wheelied halfway down the track, managed to land with the front wheel straight and on the gas all the way. And you'll see that, and you'll just be amazed that you even made it out alive, man.
He can drive on the gas harder than anyone I've seen. He's always on the gas, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, Travis, we're going to be talking with you throughout the season, but right now, is there some people you want to thank?
Oh, absolutely. Kevin Radin, and especially my past car owners, Gary Funk, Mark Houston, Richard Samir up north. Those are the people that got me where I am today. My mom and my dad, I mean, I wouldn't be a race car driver if it wasn't for them. My little brother.
Kenny,
he's over racing motocross.
Yep.
Fire Down Graphics, Monarch Coffee, Radin Aviation, Richmond and Shark Engine, and everybody else that helps out. We are clicking so well, and every week we're just excited to go out and have fun. And if you're not having fun, I mean, there's no point in even being out there.
Well, you sure gave a lot of people their money's worth on Saturday night, and Barry and all the entire 410 field, everybody that was out on that track. It was an awesome job. Good luck this weekend, buddy. We'll be talking to you soon, huh?
Thank you very much, guys.
All right, thanks a lot. Travis Roots, let's go from Travis over to a friend of the show. Jamie Barnes joins us. And, Jamie, you had a crazy weekend last weekend down at Grays Harbor. How you been, man?
We've been pretty good, just working a little bit and getting stuff ready to go race one and where we feel like it.
Hey, yeah. Can I interrupt?
You just did.
I did.
Please.
Hey, Jamie, tell us what you and Sean, don't tell us what you and Sean have been doing, but there's something that we need to congratulate you on, right?
Yeah, we're going to have a little baby girl this month in May.
So you do know it's a girl.
Yeah, we found that out a little while ago.
Well, congratulations, a future racer.
Yeah. Another Danica Patrick right there. Danica Barnes. Could work out good. Tell us about your weekend, man. It sounds like Grays Harbor was very kind to you.
We just put a nice car together, and we got a really good run in Westmar Motor, and thought we'd go down there and run a little bit. And we drew a 7 to start the main in, so we had to work for it a little bit. The track was pretty fast, but it was a good night.
Jamie, there's a lot of fans that follow you, and we know you've been racing down at Elma a little bit. Well, are we going to find you down there all season, or are you going to be traveling up to Skagit, ASCS? What's your plans this year?
We're going to run the full ASCS deal as long as we got equipment and parts and stuff to go, and we're going to float back and forth with the 360 and the 410 between Elma and Skagit and do a little traveling when we can.
What about Dirt Cup, any other 410 races maybe?
We plan on running Dirt Cup and stuff like that and probably the Gold Cup and just float around and try that. Our 410's on its way back from Donut Racing Engine, so it'll be fresh and ready.
Well, it's kind of nice. I know over the years you've had some struggles along the way. It's nice to see in some maybe the best equipment you've had in a long, long time. Can you maybe share some of your sponsors and before we send you off with a good luck?
Yeah, we got to thank Here to Wire. If it wasn't for them, I really wouldn't be racing. Kim and Glenn have been just amazing. They pretty much covered the motor stuff for us, so that really, really helps. And well, Sam Blasters Inc. and Powder Coating Inc. and Alan Terrell and Nolan Machine and just a lot of little people helping us out is getting us through.
Well, get after it this year, Jamie. We expect big things from you, and just good luck and congratulations on your baby girl.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate it. Let's get off the dirt now as we round out our segment here. Let's get on to the asphalt. It was good to see. It was good to see Jason Frazier name in the paper. Wasn't the result that Jason wanted, but Jason finally got behind the wheel of his late model car. Hi, Jason.
How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you, pal?
Great.
Yeah, had managed to get a few laps in that main event on Saturday night out at Evergreen Speedway, but. It had to be good just to get behind the wheel, huh?
Yeah, no, it felt good. We had we actually had a pretty good outing overall. I mean, we just it was just a bad accident that we kind of got caught up in somebody else's mess, and it's unfortunate, but that's just part of it.
Part of racing. You had fast time though, right?
Yeah, we set fast time, and we had a pretty good race in the heat race. I missed a shift on the start and working out the cobwebs for the year, and we got behind Kelly a little bit there and had a good hard race for him on the outside, and I realized that it probably wasn't hurting the or helping the right front tire very much, pushing that hard on the outside. So we tried him on the inside and got him with a lap to go, and it was fun and exciting. He came up after the race and was excited and happy and said he had a good time racing, and it was a lot of fun for 8 laps of racing. It felt like a lot longer.
Did it? what do you got planned coming up next, man?
Looks like we're probably going to run the tour race in Idaho next weekend. We're going to run over there, and we'd kind of toyed around with the idea maybe running down at South Sounder doing some other racing, but we're gonna run the tour this year, so we kind of made that commitment to Ron Bennett and those guys, so we're gonna run that and then get that Evergreen car put back together as quick as we can and come back out there and redeem ourselves.
Jason, when you go run the tour, I'm assuming you're gonna run a compression engine or something. You're not gonna try running the crate engine, I take it?
Well, we're not gonna run the crate engine there. We are gonna try the crate engine later in the year when we run down at Meridian. When we went down there on the tour, you pretty much half to three-quarter throttle in a tour car. It's a lot like the 3/8, only just, if you could believe it, a little flatter and less grip. And so it really just horsepower just doesn't come into play at all down there with the weight break they're going to give you. We're going to bring both cars down there. We'll bring the tour car, with the compression motor in it, the late model, and then we'll bring the Monroe car with the weight break that they give us. And they've got a day of practice, so, of course, we'll test both cars, on the same set of tires and stuff and see what, see what we've got going there. I mean, there's no doubt about it that they'll be quick at the end of the run. And just down there is a place you can't afford to qualify in the back, and so we're just going to kind of see how it goes and see what kind of qualifying lap we think we can get in with the crate motor compared to a compression. But we do. We're kind of excited about it. I want to run it. I like running these crate motors. I mean, expense-wise, it goes without saying. So we kind of want to go out there and see if we can put one up at the front of the field on that tour and deal, open some eyes.
After a year now of this crate program at Monroe and now getting into the tour, and it obviously is taken off here, what's your impression of the crate engine, not just at Evergreen, but in the tour and other divisions as well?
Well, obviously it hasn't really taken off anywhere else yet, other than a couple of the tracks. But like on the touring divisions, I think there's too much equipment out there still that people are relying on. And the guys like the big motors, and it's just like everybody at Evergreen, they were really hesitant to go to the crate motor. I mean, I don't think there was anybody that didn't fight it a little bit in some sort of way. But with the results that I've seen, the car count kind of speaks for itself compared to last year. And not just that, the racing in general. I mean, we're one of the fortunate teams that, with good sponsors and hard work, we've always had the best equipment money could buy. But to go out there and see some of the guys that you typically, saw their fourth or fifth lap on the 3/8, and to realize that they're running right at the back of the pack or in the middle of the pack all of a sudden because, the cost factor isn't involved. And I think for drivers that don't have quite the budgets that, some of the more fortunate people have, I mean, it's just a great program. Even for guys that do have the budgets, even like myself, that can afford to do it the other way, it's still, just because you have the money doesn't mean you want to be spending it. And to me, it feels better knowing that you raced against a guy that had the exact same motor and the same program, and you beat him because you were a better driver, or your crew chief did a better job, or your crew did a better job, and not just that you went and outspent the guy,
Hey, Jason, I've often thought that even a crate motor would make me look like a good race car driver.
Well, if you want, I don't know how my seat would fit you, but we could probably put that to the test. It's
sweet.
Pretty fun.
Yeah,
would be.
Share with us your sponsors.
This year we've had a few people help us out. We're going to run a full schedule, so we didn't go and aggressively pursue sponsorships. But Rich at Rich's Car Corner always helps us out. You've got the local guys that actually help a lot of racers and should be commended. You got the Sandblasters Inc. up there. Warren did a great job on the cars this year. We sandblasted both cars and powder coated both cars with powder ink down there in Knuckle Geo, powder coating ink. And then,
there you
and
go.
Then Northwest Differentials, you know, Dan over there, he's done our differentials and helped us out a lot. And then Bell Red Auto Body over in Bellevue painted that bright orange color that you see. And he also helped out Nama Lang on his car. He had the blue color.
Boy, isn't that a beaut.
In fact, we put that car together in my garage here at the shop, and I was looking at that car, and I tell you what, that thing is beautiful.
It is. It's a nice job. Hey, Jason, thanks for hanging out with us tonight, man.
Absolutely. You guys have a good time, and hopefully we'll be out at that racetrack pretty soon and give you another reason to call me back.
Hey,
good
not
luck.
A problem. Always willing to, bud. Take care, buddy.
You guys take care.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jason Frazier. And good to hear from him. Good to hear from Travis and Jamie Barnes as well.
Yeah, good show going tonight. And what do we have coming up next, Gary and Jerry?
Yeah, we're
going
to talk a little ARCA West Circle K Late Model Challenge Series. As they have their opener on our next segment, we'll have the race director, Jerry Losch, and the champion from last year, Gary,
what's his name again?
Oh,
it starts with an L, I think.
Darn it.
You guys.
Leon.
Yeah.
No. Gary Leon. No, Gary Lewis will be joining us. This is North Sound Racing presented by Action Auto Parts. Again, thanks to Sandblasters. Sandblasters have been brought up quite a bit tonight, so as he should. Get better, Warren. We'll be waiting for you to get back. We'll be back after these messages. Stick with us.
More North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland after these messages.